League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, Mr. David Chadwick, a big thank you for joining us. Before we get to the importance of tomorrow's match, obviously last week against Witton Albion, we saw three red cards. So the obvious question is, when do those suspensions kick in? Is it for tomorrow?
It is, unfortunately. That's all three players out for tomorrow's game, which is very disappointing, considering the way some of them cards came about. Yeah, it's very disappointing.
And all three players, Willoughby, because it was a straight red, that'll be three matches, I take it.
Yeah.
And the other two, is it just one match or two matches?
Yeah, they're both one match. But Harry's injured anyway. He was injured. He played injured. So, you know, he probably wouldn't have made it anyway. He battled on in the second half Saturday, even though he couldn't really move. And that probably caused his second yellow card, if I'm honest. Because he couldn't move as freely, and he brought the guy down. You just wanted the referee to use a bit of common sense, because I think he made two fouls all game, but he was very card happy, and it cost us. So,
and I suppose the important thing is that it doesn't cost us any further. However, the injuries have been piling up, I believe. So who were we missing for tomorrow's match?
For one reason or another, we've got missing obviously Winter, Kurt Willoughby. Elliot Samoas, we've got Logan, we've got Billy Priestley, Brody Litchfield, Leighton Egan, Lloyd Allinson. I mean, he has come on a bit. We're hoping, you know, he was handling and stuff at training on Thursday night. So, you know, he is slowly getting there. He's doing the warm-up tomorrow as well. I know it's a small step, but, you know, touch wood, he might be around for the end of the month, which will be good news for the club.
I mean, for those people who don't observe the 3G pitch on a match day, I did see Lloyd Allinson warming up with Chappie and Perrin before the Witton Albion match. So it is steady steps he's taking.
It's full steam ahead. He came in early last Saturday and did a really good session with Chappie on the 4G. So, yeah, he can't wait to get back. Like I said, it's close. End of the month, hopefully. I can try and sneak him into an under-21 game next week. I don't know. I will be asking the question because we need him. So,
so when it comes to the team, nearly almost picks itself, doesn't it? With what we've got left,
it does. And it's disappointing because I've spoke to four or five players in the last 2 days. This morning, last night, yesterday afternoon. Trying to get them all in, and they're all players who've got experience in this league, and they'd improve the squad because I know where it needs improving. But it's the same old, you know. It's the wages we can't get near. Some don't want to come because there's no manager, so it's hard. So we've got a squad there that we're going to go, and you know they had a really good training session last night. You know it's quite a young side, but as long as it's got the energy that we had on Tuesday, you know they'll put a good shift in.
Tuesday nights was a breath of fresh air with the likes of Bannister and Senior and Donoghue. It was good attacking football. I know, admittedly, we were playing a team two levels below us, but you know it was good to watch.
It was, and we just wanted energy, you know. And a couple of people they needed the 90 minutes, like Lewis Mansell, like Joel Senior, you know, Jan Palinkas coming at centre half. Just, you know, he's 18 years old and he's doing silhouettes on the ball, you know. And he had my old number 5 shirt on. That doesn't happen in that shirt, you know. You're supposed to kick people off the ground, innit? And it just showed the confidence he had, though, in his ability and how much he was enjoying the game. You know, it was positive all around. So, you know, I was really impressed on Tuesday night. It was a good game.
Now, unfortunately, with where we are in the league, a win on against Darlington won't see us out the relegation zone. But given who everyone else around us is playing, it might close the gap. So it's a big game this tomorrow, isn't it? And we can't have the mistakes of what we saw against Nuneaton.
Definitely not. I mean, and you say mistakes, and I mean, I think we made one mistake near the end and we got punished. But it was going forward that was the issue for me against Dunedin. We weren't carving people open like you'd like to. You know, defensively, we were sound. Apart from that one little blip near the end, which cost us a goal. And I suppose when it's not going for you, it's backs up against the wall. You know, I think from when I look back at the games that we've been involved in so far, or I've been involved in, you know, it's hard to pick out a game where you don't think you should have got something from it. Like the early doors, I think, you know, we put our chances away at Chester, we win. Southport, to me, we should have got the 3 points. Up until Guiseley, where I think they deserve to win. And then, obviously, after that, we have struggled slightly. But, you know, we should have more points from my reign, I think, when I look back. So, you just got to be positive. And they've been close to the, you know, they're close to the 3 points. And I think once they get one win in, you know, it'll be a catalyst. And there'll be more on the horizon.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.